We got some, I bought some corn meal at the mill down here at, you know, that water mill, and took home.
Well, my corn meal that I use, I call it the Martha White flour. You know, this year at the ground up here, that's how it had a weevils and mold, so you couldn't eat it. And I quit buying it. Corn from Tennessee.
Hello. Kiss. The did you ever hear of anybody frying some cornmeal things in deep fat? Did you ever hear of anybody who would fry cornmeal in deep fat, you know, make little balls and drop it in deep fat?
You mean make it up and fry it like out, sort of like biscuits? I can't hear it.
No, like in deep fat, you know, where you'd have a skillet full of fat and drop little balls of cornbread in there.
Well, now they cooked it different. Well, some would and some didn't, you see, and then a lot of time, but just make this here cornmeal up. Sometimes you mix a little flour in it and just make it up and take a spoon, you know, and fry it like, you know, just put it in a hot pan, not have enough grease, you know. And first one way in, then another.
I was talking to the miller down here at the Nora
mill, and, or the water mill down, and he said his wife used to make something he called fried cornbread. Do you know how to make fried cornbread? Or, I mean, it's different from...
Oh, yeah.
What is it?
Why, the girl, she knows how to fix that.
How do you fix it?
Well, way we fix it now, of course, there's difference, you know, in the way people fix this thing. We'll make it up, maybe mix a little bit of flour in it, and just make it out and just put a little amount, you know, in a place and just before you can turn it over. That's what you call fried bread.
Is a pone, you know, that corn, I hear people talking about corn pones. I hear people talking about pones.
Well,
what is a pone?
Well, that there, you just make that up. You don't make it up in a batter. You know, a lot of people, well, I do the most time, stir my cornmeal up, you know, and just pour it in a pan. But what's called corn pones, or what we always call, you make that up kind of stiff, and you just take it in your hands and fix it out in what you call side pones.
And what do you cook it in?
Put it in your pan if you're cooking on the stove. Of course, people don't cook on the fireplace like they used to.
That's
what you call corn pones.
When you cooked in a fireplace, what were some types of food that people would fix and to cook in a fireplace that would be
Well, you put this your lead up there on the fire and get it so hot, and yes. Skillet, as they call them. You see, a skillet in the oven is different. The oven ain't got no handle to it.
Yeah.
And you put some coals out here on the hearth on your skillet and put your bread in there, and you set your lead on and put you some coals on top of your lead, and that just cooks as pretty brown, the best bread I ever tasted.
Yeah, I guess you can't cook bread like that if you don't have a fireplace, can you? You can't cook bread like that if you don't have a fireplace, can
you? No, you can't. You have to have a fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
I've got an old fireplace in yonder, but the chimney is bad, you know, above.
Won't dry.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear of cornmeal dumplings?
Why, Mama used to make them.
How would you make them?
You just fix them just like you're making, you know, wheat flour dumplings.